Lincoln jogged on and on, giving them barely enough time to look at one mural before herding them off to the next, all the while looking for the elf's capering footprints. After an hour or so, everyone was tired and wanted to head home, but Lincoln kept on going until his Nana finally said, "Enough, just one more." "What the heck are you looking for?" Jake complained. Lincoln couldn't very well explain he was trying to track down whatever or whoever had made the disappearing footprints in Waterwheel Square, so he put his head down and scuttled on like a bloodhound with its nose to the ground. But the only prints to be found were the bright yellow ones painted on the sidewalks for tourists. Not a trace remained of the elfin tracks he'd seen in Waterwheel Square. "Goodness, Lincoln," Nana West panted, "where on earth are you taking us now?" Jake muttered something rude. "Wait up," Grandpa Grumps called, rattling after them as quickly as he could, towed along by Zipper. "Come on, where are you?" Lincoln wanted to shout at whatever had made the phantom prints. "Have you ever wanted something so badly you felt it might break if you wanted it any harder? That you'd best give up, or the very thing you desired would turn into something you hated because it hurt so much not having it?" That's how Lincoln felt, searching miserably from one mural to the next, as if the creature he was chasing might actually pop up out of one of the paintings. "What's wrong, honey?" Nana West asked. "Looks like you swallowed a slug," Grandpa Grumps teased gently. "Hush, Harry," she said. Feeling defeated, Lincoln stopped at what he knew would be their last mural of the day, the Hermit, which is painted onto a wall at the entrance to a quiet courtyard off Willow Street in the town center. "My favorite mural," Nana West sighed gratefully. "Mine too," Grandpa agreed, "especially since it's the last one I'll have to look at today." Sad as he was, Lincoln couldn't help liking the mural too. He imagined himself walking down its shady trail with the Hermit, who reminded him just a little of his Grandpa. What could the ancient fellow tell him about the forest's strange bluish light? What secrets did its cool breeze whisper? Had the Hermit seen things no one else in the world had seen, heard voices no one else had heard? Was he the type who might see vanishing yellow footprints? "Where is that place?" he asked, forgetting for a moment how glum he was. "The Hermit's Trail? It's up above the E&N Railway, over that-a-way," Grandpa Grumps pointed over the rooftops. "Can we go there?" His grandpa smiled sadly. "Too many hills and roots for a rickety old geezer like me," he said. "But your mum and dad can take you there, and I can show them the way on a map I've got at home." Disappointed that he couldn't go see the Hermit's Trail right away, and knowing it might be weeks, even months, before he visited Ximenes again, Lincoln's spirits sank, and try as he might not to show it, he saddened. "What do you think you'll find there?" Nana asked. "A hole to crawl into," he grumbled. Again they all looked surprised, then puzzled, then worried upon hearing his sullen reply. Even Zip's tail drooped like a lowered flag. "I've ruined everyone else's day," he lamented, upset with himself and resentful of the creature that had made him so miserable. "Why won't you leave me alone?" Lincoln demanded. "Go away." At that precise moment, as if summoned by his anger, the elfin prince reappeared. They danced crazily, a wild ballet performed by an invisible lunatic. Round and round they pattered and leapt, teasing one moment, threatening the next. If any of the others had seen the mad dance, they weren't saying, and Lincoln held in the urge to shout and point again because he knew Jake would tease and Nana worry and Grandpa joke. They'd all look at him like he was crazy, so he kept his mouth clamped shut. But he couldn't keep his eyes from popping, staring at the spot directly in front of him where the footprints suddenly stopped, waiting. "I knew the fellow in that mural," Grandpa Grumps was saying. "He was a nice enough sort if you didn't expect much in the way of conversation, but he had a real talent for building things, walls, stairways and such, out of stone. And as for his gardening, all by himself he created what some folk consider a little bit of Eden, right here in Ximenes." Lincoln tuned out his grandfather's monologue, not deliberately, but like you would a radio dialed into a chatty talk show in another room. Only one person in the square mattered that day, a not-quite-human being suddenly materializing like a hologram atop the elfin footprints Lincoln had been staring at. The creature was decked out in a pair of very yellow boots, black and white striped long johns and baggy blue shorts, all topped by a red cap with a tassel and bell that jingled every time the outlandish sprite moved. A pinched, ruddy face with a long hooked nose, crooked yellow teeth, and twinkling blue eyes stared at him out of this bizarre costume. "Hello," it said, cockily, without moving its lips. "I'm Flibberty Gibbet, Flibberty to my friends. And who might you be?" The creature raised a finger to its mouth. "Shh," it gestured, and Lincoln somehow knew he didn't have to speak out loud to be heard. "Just think what you want to say, and I'll hear you," the elf confirmed. "I'm Lincoln," he thought. Flibberty scowled and stared hard, arms akimbo, the way Miss Starkey sometimes did when you gave a stupid answer in class. "I didn't ask your name, boy," he snarked. "I asked who you might be. Now, as you know, elves can be nasty, nice, devious, honest, helpful, a hindrance, dangerous, and so on, depending on their mood. So when an elf asks who you might be, you can never be sure what he's getting at or why he wants your information." Never having met an elf, Lincoln didn't know how to answer, but fearing the annoyed elf might disappear in a huff, and a bit put out himself by Flipperty's uppity manner, he said the first thing that popped into his head. "I might be Superman," he declared, "but I'm not." Flibberty laughed at that, doing several backflips and hooting gleefully at the top of his lungs, as if there was someone in the sky above to hear him. "Oh, he's a saucy little sprat," the elf celebrated. "We shall have some fun." Then, without another word, he spun round and vanished, become nothing but a disappearing trail of yellow footprints dashing through the courtyard, daring Lincoln to follow. "Wait! Come back!" Lincoln panicked, remembering how Flipperty had vanished after the first sighting, and determined not to let his mysterious visitor get away again.